Hey all, this is Marcos. This is my second podcast for Hacker Public Radio. I hope you guys like it. It's something that's kind of a matter that's become a little more important to me lately as I've been looking around. It's actually package managers. I know, everybody's favorite. And I got to wondering, so you know how the joke used to be a piece of software is not done until it had an embedded email client? And then the joke turned into a software is not done until it had an embedded web client, and now the joke seems to be becoming piece of software is not done until it has an embedded package manager. There seems to be a great proliferation of package managers. Every distro has got its own, and there's only a handful of formats behind them, but every distro's got its own front end, the package manager. What does the Linux user do when they find a typo in a Linux package? Why, they fork their package manager and they create a new one, because this time they will do it right. Not the funniest joke in the world, but it does really seem to be accurate and seems to reflect what I'm seeing in the Linux community. So anyway, I'm just a user. I don't have any great, you know, contributions to Linux. I've been in Linux since 96, since kernel version 2.0.36, I think. I started out on Slackware back then, and over the years I've used Red Hat, Ubuntu, Red Hat, Ubuntu, Gentoo, Fedora, Unity Linux, Mandriva, Debian. I'm sure there's some others too, I just can't think of them at the moment. And I bounce pretty regularly between like five different distros, all of which use different package managers, of course. And it's starting to become kind of annoying, actually. It seems to get in my way of both getting work done at work, since one of my jobs is I get to spend a lot of my time during the day on Linux. Like 95% of my time is spent on Linux world, which is really nice. And my company works with other companies, and sometimes they ask us to help out with some of the admin stuff. And I'm comfortable doing that, so I spend, you know, some time doing that. And all the customers, there's no one flavor that all the customers use. So I have to kind of be familiar with, you know, Red Hat, Debian, Mint, Scent. Actually, not so much Mint, but definitely Scent. A little bit Ubuntu. I'm familiar across. I'm not great at any of them, but I can definitely get around with all of them. And it seems to me that none of them have any real features that the other ones either don't already have or couldn't be added fairly regularly. So there seems to be a lot of duplication of effort in the package management system. This is annoying because if I'm working on a system, then one, I have to know what system it is because I have to know what package manager to use. So if I got to type yum and it's a Debian system, obviously that's not going to work, and vice versa. And then going to track down packages for a specific version of a distro, things like that add up. It gets annoying and it gets in my way. I have to spend time doing all this, tracking out packages and all that stuff, rather than actually getting my work done. It's really annoying, and it's starting to get old. Especially when no package manager seems to be any better than any others. The second thing is when I'm on my own time and I'm screwing around on Linux, I want to try things or play or, you know, do different things or whatever. I have the same problem, is I got to fight the package manager or the packaging system to get anything done. It's annoying. It really is. Sometimes I don't have a lot of time. Sometimes I got a half hour free here. I'd like to do something. I have to spend 25 minutes just getting some dependencies installed so I can try something. Well, that basically eats up all my time. I can't do anything. So it's just frustrating, and I'm tired of it. I don't know if I'm the only one in the world that actually cares about this, but anyway, that's my little rant. I was on the Unity Linux forum, and one of the devs there sent me a link to PackageKit.org's Package Manager Feature Comparison Matrix. It's www.packagekit.org/pk-matrix.html. And this will be in the show notes. There are 17 package managers listed. 1-7. Are you kidding me? Come on, people. You have nothing better to do but create yet another package manager? Everything does the same. Like, there's no package manager that I've run across. And I think I've used a total of 7 or 8 different package managers. None of them are really any better than any others. So I don't get what the whole deal is. It seems like And I don't want to insult people here, but it really does seem like it's just a bunch of developers who decide that, oh, I don't like the way everyone else does it. I want to do it my way. And that's what they do. They create their own system. And since Linux is all about choice, they're fully free to do that. The thing is then you split the community. We only have so many people actively doing the work. Even in, you know, companies like Red Hat, Canonical, we have X number of people doing the work. And so when you create yet another packaging system, or you insist on doing things your way rather than sharing, you get in the way of getting things done. You know, it's like we're... So the packaging system today is just like the sound system was 10 years ago. You know, back when we had ESD, we had Arts. Do you guys remember those fun days where getting sound to work on Linux was a pain in the butt? If you wanted to play two different music thing that had two different applications play sound at the same time, that was black magic. Yeah, I'm glad those days are gone. Even if you don't like Pulse Audio, you have to admit the sound now, we're in much better position, and we're in much better condition now than we were 10 years ago. And there's no arguing that. That's a fact. And I'm happy that that's the case. Can you imagine if sound and printing and authentication were just like package management is? It would be a nightmare. We wouldn't be anywhere. We would be in trouble. So, anyway, I think package management now is like sound was 10 years ago. And it really would be nice if the groups could either get together or have a benevolent dictator step up and basically drive everything to one. Package managers aren't about choice. I can't be on a Debian box and say, oh, here's an RPM I want to install. I can't be on an RPM or a Red Hat box and say, oh, here's a deb or an e-build. Here's a package I want to install. That's not choice. It's like, I'm on a distro, I have to use their packaging system. Choice is like, hey, I'm on a Linux box. Pick any distribution. I need a script that'll do something. Oh, I can write it in Perl. I can write it in Bash. I can write it in Python or Ruby or PHP or C Shell or whatever. You know, that's choice. Package managers are not about choice. They're basically about their vendor lock-in is what they are. And I don't like that. I think it's going to get us into trouble, and it's preventing us from moving forward on some things. You know, I worry. I really try to add to the community. I really do. I try to grow it. I try to get people involved. I try to give back more than I take. I really do. And it feels like package managers are just the opposite. They'll see the same picture, and I think there's very smart people involved in package management. They all see the same problem, and they want to solve it. But they want to solve it their way. They want to be the ones that solve this problem. And the problem is we've got a bunch of people doing this, so we don't end up with one solution. We end up with a bunch of solutions. And since none of them are really compatible, it doesn't help us anywhere. It splits us. You know, it's like, wouldn't it be nice if you could just say, like, you got to say Windows, like, oh, here's a download package, or a Mac, like, hey, here's your one package, it'll run everywhere. Right? It's like, okay. Wouldn't it be nice on Linux? It's like, well, what distro are you? Oh, I need an RPM. Right? Oh, it's Red Hat 5.5 or it's Red Hat 5 versus Red Hat 6. Oh, I need these RPMs. Or, oh, hey, it's a Debian box. Or, oh, I'm running Gentoo. What do I do? Well, you can run this program called, you know, RPM to eBuild or RPM CPI or whatever the program is to strip it out and convert it. That doesn't help us anymore. Right? Being able to convert between packages doesn't help us because it doesn't take care of the dependency issues. Now, I know there's a lot of devs are smart and yada, 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 and I don't know, I'm ranting, so I'll shut up. I had a couple of concerns, though. One, there's a certain number of people who do the packaging, right? These are packagers. They're the unsung heroes, right? They're the ones who take the software and update the packages, make sure the dependencies are there, make sure it builds and compiles and is installable, and they do the testing. These people burn out. They don't last forever. How many times have you heard, well, we do more if we had more packagers, right? But people burn out and they go away and they do other things. Or it's like, well, our distro just doesn't have enough manpower. We can't do all these packages. Like, oh, hey, someone just released a new version of, you know, Firefox. We got to go create the new RPMs. All right, we got to go create the new tarballs. If you're a large distro with lots of manpower, that's great. But you're telling me your package people don't turn over? Wouldn't it be better if we could pool the resources and just have one package to worry about? Wouldn't it be so nice? So, anyway, that's that little rant. So I've mentioned that I believe the packaging systems now are like sound was 10 years ago. Pulse Audio has put us in a much better place. than ARTS, ESD, and all those other little warring sound systems did 10 years ago. Now, I'm not saying Pulse Audio is great, and I'm saying we're in a great shape because specifically of Pulse Audio. The main thing about Pulse Audio is it's one system that everyone seems to be pulling together to use. That is where the strength is. Believe me, there are some issues with Pulse Audio I have issues with, but I'm still glad it's here. Also, I believe that packaging systems are about vendor lock-in, not about choice. I think that that's what it's going to turn into. It's about, you know, locking people into using, like you try to get people to use, oh, well, you have to use our Debians, or oh, our Deb packages, or oh, hey, I have to use these RPMs, or, oh, you need to use the e-builds, right? It's like, come on, that's just about locking people into your distro, right? And a lot of packaging, people who write packaging systems seem to think that their way is better than the other ways. I've heard this a couple times, and I find it silly. Like, there's a lot of smart people working on packaging systems. To think any one of you know better than all the rest of you is silly, and it's a little bit arrogant. A lot of you guys are really smart, so I think you could come up with something that would actually work. I really do. Let's see. I also think that in about 10 years or less, we're going to start seeing the distros use those packaging systems as clubs to beat other distros. Now, given it's GPL, everything's out there, and things like that, it probably won't be quite that easy to do, but I do believe that when non-technical people start taking over some of the bigger distros, which currently right now are Red Hat and Ubuntu, in 10 years, who knows? But I think when the non-technical people get in a position and start making decisions, they're going to start using whatever resources they have available to start making money, because that's what it's about for those distros. That's when the trouble's going to start, I think, is they're going to use whatever lock-in they can to keep the customers with them. And since most things are, since everything's open source, the few things remaining are, you know, one of them is the package system. And so this worries me a little bit long term. It's just such a duplication of effort. It's like, you got this, you got to make all these different packages for the same software. And yeah, I know dependencies work different, and there's little issues, things like that, but those are excuses. You know, we have a Linux kernel that runs on everything from wristwatches to mainframes to supercomputers to tablets, and you're telling me we can't come up with a packaging system? Come on, I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. Don't give me that crap. I guess that's pretty much it for this podcast. Main thing is I didn't want people to get caught up on the semantics, and I tried not to be a rant too much. My point is, why do we have so many packaging systems and package managers? Now, the big ones are RPM and Deb for Red Hat and Debian. Those probably, I'd say, between 60 and 70% of the Linux market. Now, there's others, right, that eat up the rest of that 20 or 30%. There's e-builds for Gentoo. There's tarballs, you know, Slackware. Vector Linux uses these TLZ files. Arch Linux uses its thing. They're compressed files. There's a distro called PZ, which is a Turkish distro, and it's its own format. And that's just the formats, right? That's not even including the package managers. You know, we got apt, canary, entropy, opackage, pacman, proot, pz, poldek, portage, slap, smart, synaptic, ertme, yum, zipper, and there's others out there too. These links are all in the show notes, but it's like, am I the only one who thinks that all these package managers is just a waste of effort? Package management's been around since the 90s. We're going into the second decade, actually third decade, of package management on Linux. And you're telling me that we haven't come up with a better way of doing this, that it's still all these little fiefdoms of people wanting to do it their way? Come on. Well, let's move into it's 2011. Can you imagine if sound was still this way? Please, this is a plea. My point is, I want to build, to be part of a community, to make it better. And all these different package managers are just, it's not helping things. Basically, it's just people doing things their way because they can. It's not about choice. The choice thing is, I'm trying to help make Linux better. And having 20 different ways to install a package and needing To know 20 different methods across all of Linux to do something is hurting us. So anyway, this turned into a bit of a rant and a plead, and it wasn't my original intent. But this is my podcast. I hope y'all liked it. Look at the show notes if you're interested in that stuff. I will do my part. Like I said, I'm trying not to be one of those people who just, comes in and says, "Oh, you guys should do it this way," and leaves. If I can help cut down on the number of packaging systems on Linux, just send me an email. Let me know how. I mean, it'd be great if we could have in the end one that would work across everything. Yeah, Debian, RPM, whatever. They can still keep their formats, but if we had one system that the big guys would agree to start using, that would be great. Anyway, I'm not a packager. I can't do everything. I need help. I'm just a part of the community. See y'all later. This is Marcos. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.